Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, deadly blast at a Pakistani mosque. Authorities in Pakistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque on Friday, killing at least 58 worshippers, wounding many others. Ayaz Gul has details.
Pakistani police say the bomb went off in a central mosque for the minority Shiite community in Shikarpur, around 470 kilometers north of Karachi, when hundreds of worshippers were busy offering Friday prayers. Rescue workers say a portion of the building collapsed because of the intense explosion, trapping many of the victims under the rubble. This was the second attack against a Shiite place of worship in Pakistan this month. A splinter faction of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, called Jundullah, has claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly assault. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
Iraqi Kurdish forces have repelled a major attack by Islamic State fighters in Kirkuk province, killed a senior Kurdish commander on Friday. Authorities say Brigadier General Shirko Fata and at least five Kurdish fighters were killed in clashes with Islamic State militants. It happened near the city of Kirkuk. Elsewhere in Iraq on Friday, security officials say twin bombings in a crowded marketplace in Baghdad killed at least eight people and wounded 20 others. Officials say at least four other people were killed in violence near the city of Samarra. U.S. prosecutors have charged a third American citizen in connection with last month's attempted coup in Gambia. 41-year-old U.S. resident with Gambian citizenship is charged with conspiring to invade a friendly country. On Thursday, another U.S. citizen pleaded guilty to charges related to the attempted overthrow of the country's president. African Union called Friday for a regional five-nation force of 7,500 to defeat what they call the horrendous rise of Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants. The call for collective action came as leaders of the 54-member bloc opened their two-day annual summit in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke to the assembled leaders.
In Nigeria and beyond, we are all appalled by the brutality of Boko Haram, which poses a clear danger to national, regional, and international peace and security.
Boko Haram's five-year Islamic uprising has killed about 10,000 people, last year displaced 1 million. Fierce fighting continued Friday in a strategic town in eastern Ukraine as a new round of peace talks between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists failed to materialize. Ukrainian authorities say seven civilians were killed Friday by rebel shelling in the government-held town of Dolapseva, a rail junction that connects two rebel centers. Witnesses say Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian rebels exchanged tank and artillery fire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Ukraine next week to show U.S. support for the government there as Ukrainian troops continue to fight the separatists in the eastern part of the country. State Department spokesperson Jennifer Psaki.
He was in Ukraine about a year ago. Obviously, we remain steadfast supporters of Ukraine. We've provided them a range of security assistance, a range of economic assistance. I expect he'll talk with them about the progress they've made and need to continue to make over the coming months. He'll meet, as I mentioned, with a range of officials and also talk about how we can continue to work together to de-escalate the situation on the ground.
There have been speculation that Secretary Kerry might travel to Moscow during that trip, becoming the first most senior U.S. official to visit Russia since the start of the Ukraine crisis last year. Top Russian official is accusing a leading rating agency of trying to turn tycoons against Kremlin. Standard & Poor's earlier this week downgraded Russia's credit rating to non-investment grade for the first time in more than a decade. In remarks before Parliament on Friday, the Deputy Prime Minister Igor Shuvalov said the goal of the downgrade was to push businesses to withdraw their support for the government and President Vladimir Putin. Greece's new left-wing government was in open dispute on Friday with its European bailout creditors, saying it will not negotiate with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund officials on the country's bailout conditions and rejecting new loans offered for February.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and we've got a very special theme on this edition of the program as two living legends of jazz, Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea, tell us about the lessons they learned from one of the greats of all time, Miles Davis. Yes, without a doubt, Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea are two of the dominant figures in all of jazz history and certainly living legends in jazz today. But, as they say, each one must teach one. And Miles Davis was their mentor in many ways. Both of them working with Miles when they were young men, working as acoustic pianists. And then a transition occurred in the music of Miles Davis. He decided to electrify his sound, and Chick and Herbie were two of the keyboard players who helped him to do just that. You'll hear how they did that, hear the music, and hear the stories on this edition of Jazz America. It's a history lesson and a listening session. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's begin, though, speaking of legends, as we return to a very important moment in jazz history and a very important place. On the coast of California, on the west coast of the United States, is a beautiful city called Monterey. Well, it's not a big city, it's a town, actually. And there, for decades, the Monterey Jazz Festival has made jazz history over the years. In 1958, the legendary Louis Armstrong took the stage, and who was there to introduce him but another of the legends of jazz, the late, great Dizzy Gillespie. Taking the stage, Dizzy Gillespie, to introduce Louis Armstrong. Let's enjoy and hear some of the commentary of Louis Armstrong as he has a little fun with a song entitled Now You Has Jazz to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, just the greatest, the king, Louis Armstrong, Satchmo.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Dear gentle folks of the festival, should I say hats and cats, I'd like for you to lend an ear to some shimmering shops and flats. These cozy virtuosos are just about the greatest in the trade. They're gonna show you now exactly how, or approximately, jazz music is made, yes. And now you take some skin, jazz begin. Take a bass, now we get someplace. Take a box, the one that rocks. New Orleans, horn blown and strumming, yeah, take a stick, one with a lick. Take a bone, oh, the phone. Take a spot, the one that's hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. La two-tone song, kind of therapeutic. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. Be not trouble, Manny. Yeah, some of y'all want to come on. Jazz, jazz, jazz. Billy Kyle at the piano. Mort Herbert backs him up on the bass. Old face. Now listen to a little Danny Barcelona.
I listen to, oh, well, you know who.
Come on down here, Pops. Don't you want to pick up on what's left here, Daddy?
Him, Bing Crosby and Technicolor.
If you sail,
sail it
across the sea,
and will you wait for me?
Take my tip, they're on Montehip in Italy.
Well, our duchy. As for France,
oh, they take
you. Yeah, believe it or not,
I believe you, yes, indeed.
The Frenchmen all prefer what they call le jazz hot boy.
I want you to take a plane.
Papa Tuesday.
Go to Siam.
Bantia.
And Bangkok today. Round the clock, they love the jam.
Papa Tuesday.
The Indians are.
Oh, Papa da da da.
The Amazon.
The time oversized.
The one part, and all of them are.
Well, gone, man, gone.
from his album My Spanish Heart. From the 1970s, in the heart of the fusion era, that is Chick Corea with Armando's Rumba here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and Chick Corea is just one of my special guests on this edition of the program, as we talk to Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock about the effect of working with Miles Davis in the 1960s and 70s on their music, their effect on his music, as Miles turned to electric instrumentation to create the music of the fusion era. Now, you just heard Chick Corea on acoustic piano, and of course, he's gone back and forth between electric and acoustic keyboards over the years, and part of the reason for that is because Miles Davis asked him to play electric keyboards. Let's get the story from Chick and then hear a little bit of his work with Miles on electrified instruments.
For my first 6 months in the band, I did play piano, but there was no electric instruments. And then Miles threw one of these in front of me. I actually did, you know, it was something new to me, and I would come across, you know, an instrument like this that kind of sounded like that. I thought, what is this? You know, I didn't know what it was. I didn't quite know what to do with it, but of course he was hearing something, which he didn't describe to me too much. He just wanted me to play it. And then I got turned on to these little modules that you could distort the sound with. Miles was going toward a rock, bass, electric sounds, towards the elements that were more in pop music and rock and roll music. Most of what we did was an improvisation. It was a jam. Miles had certain themes that he would bring in that would establish a tempo and a groove. And then he may have some melodic themes on the top, and then he would just set a mood.
Thank you.
from his groundbreaking release, recorded in 1969 and released in 1970, Bitches Brew, Miles Davis with not only Chick Corea on electric piano, he was in the right channel if you were listening in stereo, but Joe Zawinul on the electric piano on the left channel, as well as Wayne Shorter, Benny Maupin, John McLaughlin, Dave Holland, and Jack DeJohnette, among others. Miles runs the voodoo down. Well, we've been hearing some classic music. Why don't we hear some brand new music from a gentleman who is the embodiment of world jazz, in my humble opinion. He's born in Chicago, but he is of Pakistani and Chilean descent. He is guitarist for Reed Hawk. And here's music from his latest release, Trance Hypothesis, the song Punjab in the Punjab, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
The really terrific guitarists in jazz today, Fareed Haq. Hope you enjoyed that world music flavored piece of modern jazz here on VOA's Jazz America. And we're going to give you more of our conversation with Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea as they remember working with Miles Davis and the changes on their music, on their careers, and on music in general that happened when they got together with him. That's coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received just before the holiday season, and it is most appropriate since we just heard a guitarist with Fareed Haq's music. Well, this comes from a guitarist named Fab Fab. I'll give you more information as I read the message, which reads as follows. Hi, Mr. Davis. I write you in order to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I like this program of Jazz America that you offer because it helps me to improve my skills in jazz music. The reason why I need your advice about jazz music is because I play in order to be the greatest jazz musician as others are. Here's a link to my piece called La Promenade, Walking. And he sent me a link to a YouTube site, and I watched his performance of this wonderful song, a solo guitar performance, and Fab Fab is a fantastic guitar player. My real name is Umuhoza Claude Fabrice. My artist name is Fab Fab, and I am from Rwanda. Thank you. Well, Fab Fab, or should I say Umuhoza Claude Fabrice, thank you very much for forwarding that YouTube link. And by the way, if anybody would like to see that YouTube link, just email me at jazzamerica@voanews.com, and I'll forward it to you so you can see Fab Fab in action with the song La Promenade on YouTube. You might just want to search for that yourself and take a look. Well, it's funny because I was listening and watching the YouTube of Fab Fab performing and thought about something similar. George Benson. So check this out and see if you think it's similar to your style, Fab Fab. The song is called Dance. George Benson from his album Body Talk to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Herbie Hancock's classic song Cantaloupe Island turned into a funky electric piece on his album Secrets. He had, you may remember, done an all-acoustic version of that song earlier in his career, and even later on has done a very funky, modern, 21st century hip-hop version too. So, certainly the effect of Miles Davis electrifying the sound of Herbie Hancock has had a great effect upon him. Working with Miles was a life-changing event for Herbie Hancock and many other artists. We'll hear a taste of his work with Miles Davis after we get the thoughts of Herbie Hancock here on VOA's Jazz America.
What happened was I walked into the studio and I looked around for the acoustic piano and I didn't see one. So I just kind of waited around and I thought, what does Miles want me to play? And so I asked him, I says, Miles, what do you want me to play? He says, play that over there. And I looked over in the corner, that was a Fender Rhodes electric piano. And so I thought, he wants me to play that toy? Mind you, I had never played a Fender Rhodes piano. So, you know, I turned the thing on and I played a chord on it. And to my great surprise, I thought it sounded beautiful. I loved the sound of it. It was rich, it was mellow, and it was a nice kind of blending sound.
Well, here's one of the earliest examples of Herbie working on electric piano with Miles alongside Ron Carter, Wayne Shorter, and Tony Williams. The song is Petites Machines, Little Stuff from the album Fills to Kilimanjaro on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Bill Frisell remembering the songs he grew up listening to, messing with the kid from Guitar in the Space Age. More with Chick and Herbie and Miles Davis coming up next hour. Stay tuned.